to have you along this morning. Jim Olander, the voice of Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey, joins us once a week. We get a recap on what's going on with the Stampede. How you doing this morning, Jimmy?
I'm good, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to talk to you. You got to be riding high this morning. You guys chalked up another win last night.
Yeah, you know, we had talked last week about trying to get back on track, and we did that last Saturday up in Fargo, and then last night we were able to pick up a really nice 4-1 win, and a game we played pretty well from start to finish, and it certainly feels good to break a couple skids. We broke that losing game winless streak that we had overall, and then we broke, most importantly, our home winless streak that we had struggled with.
That really kind of wears on the guys, doesn't it, when you get those winless streaks where things just don't seem to go right? Even just picking up one or two wins can really make a difference, it seems like, in how the team approaches the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's really all about confidence, and it's so big. You could even tell just our performance last night, having won that game on Saturday, the guys were playing with a lot more confidence, and we've battled through some tough times here as a team, and hopefully, you know, now we're turning the corner in the positive direction. But once you get that win, once you get that goal, it seems to make everything a little bit easier, and I think it kind of relaxes the whole team, and you start to feel like, you know, we're back the way we were. And most importantly, I think you go into games not hoping to win but expecting to win, and that's such a big difference in your performance and what ends up happening. If you go in with the expectation that we're expecting to win this game and we've got a job to do, you've got a much better chance to win than when you're struggling and you're probably going into the game thinking, oh boy, I hope we can find a way to win or break the skid, and all you're thinking about is the losing streak.
Jim, when you were here last week, we were talking about some of the trades that the team has made, and, you know, you were making the comment that these were players that would bring hopefully immediate improvement, and that, you know, the team would see immediate benefit from some of these players. How big a factor is that in these last couple of wins, Ben?
Well, you know, they have been a big factor. You know, Christian Horn, newly acquired forward, he had 2 goals on Saturday night, and was the big reason that we beat Fargo on Saturday in Fargo. And then, you know, Nolan Glukowski and Garrett Cecere have been both put up a couple assists already and have been pluses on the ice, which for fans not familiar, basically when we play an even strength, every goal you score that you're on the ice, that's for the Stampede, you get a plus. And anytime you're on the ice, when you get scored against, you get a minus. So anytime you're a plus, that says that you're doing some good things. So they have been good additions. Ryan Schwalbe's another guy that we had gotten a couple weeks before that, and he's been picking up a few goals here as well and helping us. He had a big goal last night, scored our second goal to give us a 2-0 lead and really kind of push us away from Fargo. So, you know, that's been big, and I was talking to Coach about that before the game because, you know, these guys come in with talent, but at the same time, there's a lot of pressure on them because they know they were acquired here, you know, for a reason. And that's obviously contributes. So sometimes those guys will come in and they're trying so darn hard to please everyone or get that goal that they end up not playing very well. So I think that's a big monkey off their back, too, to come in and, you know, immediately get some points and help the team win.
12 minutes past 8, Jim Olander, the voice of the Sioux Falls Stampede, joins us on the line this morning. Well, let's look ahead to the rest of the week. What does the rest of the week hold for the Stampede, Jim?
Well, it's going to be a big challenge this weekend. You know, we go on the road. We've got Omaha on Friday. The Lancers are in second place in the Western Conference, and they are a team that we've struggled with. We've lost both games to them so far this year, and we've never won in their building. So we're going to hopefully be able to break that skid on Friday night. And then Saturday, we have a rare Saturday off, and Sunday we go to Waterloo for an afternoon game, and Waterloo Blackhawks are playing okay. They're 20-0-1 in their last 21 games. So if that tells you anything about the opponents in our league, that just goes to show that we've got some pretty talented teams right now in the Western Conference. So it's going to be a challenge, but I think as a player, it's something that we're pretty excited about.
That is the thing about the USHL. Again, it's a developmental league, so you're seeing some players at a really high level of play.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, it's kind of unheard of. I mean, they've set a USHL record. I mean, to be honest, there's so much parity in our league for a team to go 21 games without a regulation loss is unbelievable. So I think as a team that's trying to catch them, We're kind of hoping that maybe Waterloo's peaking a little early here, and hopefully they kind of fall down here once we get closer to playoff time. But I think, you know, for our guys, I know just doing the games myself, I'm excited just to kind of see how we stack up now that we've gotten a couple wins, a little confidence back. It's not going to be easy, certainly going on the road in two tough buildings, but certainly I think as a player you'd be excited to, you know, kind of you want to be the team to knock those top teams down and show that you can compete with them and, you know, that we're going to make a run come playoff time.
When do you guys return home again, Jim?
Well, next weekend, three games in 3 days, so that's pretty rare as well. We have a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series starting on Valentine's Day. And then Saturday, we've got a lot of fun things going on. Man Salon, one of our big sponsors, is going to be giving free haircuts to kids 10 and under in the lobby. So that's something we've never done, and that's probably worth the price of admission right there if you're a family looking to get the youngster a haircut. And then Sunday, we've got our family four-pack, $32 for four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and a large popcorn. And then there's a post-game skating party after the game as well. So a lot of fun stuff coming up next weekend. So we'll be away this weekend and then be ready to rock and roll at the arena next weekend.
I can just see the angry kids who got lured to a hockey game and got a haircut.
That's true. That's probably true. Never thought about that. So they'll be excited until they see the chair.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Mom and Dad are going to say, darn it, this thing's free. So
yeah, right.
You're going to sit here.
Hey, pal, it's good to talk to you. You take care. We wish you guys the best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the time as always.
Good to talk to you. Jim Olander, the voice of Sioux Falls Stampede.